Welcome back to Stephen A. Smith Show right here over there with SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. It is my honor and privilege to have my next two guests on the show with us right now. They get ready to start their new podcast. One dude is playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers as we speak. Who knows what this brother's doing in the music industry. I'm talking about Lonzo and LiAngelo Ball. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We good, man. Appreciate you having us.
Man, please. The honor is all mine. First things first, y'all starting a new podcast. Tell me the name of the podcast, and I think it's starting November 11th, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The name of the podcast used to be The Way Show, but now we're changing it to Ball in the Family Podcast.
Okay.
So a bit of a little rebrand, clean it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Episode's probably going to be about 45 to an hour.
Okay.
Once a week, and take it from there.
Why you change the name?
We felt like it's just better globally. We feel like a lot of people know that name already and try to stick with the ball instead of just something else brand new.
So when they talk about Ball in the Family, Angela, we ain't just talking about basketball. Y'all gonna talk about everything, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You can ball in all aspects of life, as you know.
That's right. All right. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's like ball in the family, like, that's what they know us from when we was kids. So, like you said, it's like some rebranding. So, it's like, they already know.
So, I'm wondering how much, and I'm not, don't even worry about it. I ain't getting no questions too personal. I want to know what kind of stuff y'all gonna be talking about other than basketball. What's off limits? What's on limits? Because y'all obviously got a very diversified portfolio as a family. So y'all qualified to touch on pretty much anything. I'm going to start with you first. What you going to be talking about, man?
Well, I ain't got no filter more than him, you know, because he in the league. He got to watch what he's saying, all that stuff. But I'm on there just freestyling for real. I'm wilding.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to have some good clips.
Right. What about you, Lawrence?
I mean, we're going to touch everything. We talk about football a lot. We talk about sports, culture. Sure. We talk about clothing. We talk about music, obviously. And then half of it is just him being a comedian, and we just rolling off of that. So it's a pretty free flow, you know, running show. And it's just about having a topic that we can just expand on. It's not like we have a set list of principles we have to hit each time, you know?
When y'all look at y'all lives thus far and what y'all have been able to achieve and what y'all have endured, what subject matters have made y'all uncomfortable to tackle? Somebody could look at you and say, hey, who knows, it could be a plethora of things with him. With you, it don't seem like anything would make you uncomfortable. I mean, is there anything that stands out that just said, you know what, man, we didn't want to touch on this. I'm talking about anything that happened in the past. We didn't want to touch on this. We don't want to touch those subject matters. Has that existed with anything with you?
You like a subject I don't want to talk about?
Yes, right.
Yeah, I don't like when my relationship, like that type of life, get on social media or TV or nothing.
So how did it get on social media then?
Just the women.
I was getting ready to say, they gonna post, bro.
Well,
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll just say, not bad choices. Not bad choices. Hey. I got to give you props. I'm just being honest with you. What about you, Lonzo?
Honestly, no. I feel like whatever you want to know, like, I'm not really hiding nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people think I'm probably really quiet, but if you just talk to me, then I ain't got nothing that I wouldn't tell you, know, that if I don't know.
Right.
I'll for sure answer any question to it, like, to throw that out there. I really don't mind it, but if I could pick, I ain't trying to talk about it.
I feel you. I feel you on that. But I honestly think, listen, I've had my friendly tussles, and I swear to you, they've been friendly tussles with your pops. You know what I'm saying? I've always been cool with your pops. I got nothing but respect for him, you know? And I tell him I said hello, by the way, because today's his birthday and the whole bit, wishing him nothing but the best. But what I always loved about y'all is that, you know what? Y'all ain't stupid. You smart. You're going to speak your mind. You had to be guarded because your father was wild because he was talking about how y'all was going to just wreak havoc throughout the NBA and all of this other stuff and put those expectations. I want to know, when you look at your life now, Lonzo, compared to what it was when you first came into the league, how would you say you have changed, if in any way at all?
I think I just got more mature, to be honest. I don't think I really changed too much, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know me, I've been the same my whole life. And like I said, what you see is what you get. Right. And it's always been like that. You know, my dad and my mom instilled, you know, certain characteristics in me at a young age. And I kind of just took it myself. I would say having a kid early on, forced me to be a man earlier.
Right.
But I was on my own since pretty much I was 18 anyway. So it was just about taking the bumps and bruises and then just getting over the hurdles. I mean, the biggest thing that happened to me was probably the injuries.
Right.
I feel like if you asked me when I was in L.A., you know, right before I got hurt my second year, I was playing good ball too. So I feel like I've been playing good my whole, pretty much my career, except for my first year, honestly. And it just, you know, sucks that I've hit some downs with the injuries.
Got you. What about you, LeAngelo? When you look at you, when you look at yourself and all the things that you've experienced, look at your life now compared to what it was a few years ago, because there was basketball aspirations for you too. I mean, I know you're doing your thing and music and all of this other stuff, but obviously you weren't no scrub. People were talking about you and your potential, you know, once upon a time.
I still feel like I could play right there, man. That's right. Just me, but I don't know. So I feel like my life took all types of turns since a kid, for real. So I always just adapted to what was happening and kept it moving. Like, I keep a high energy and a good positivity. I always feel like I get through anything, for real. I feel like since I got older, I got more, like, smarter in these last couple of years, because my kids obviously came. Like, that shit just made me smarter, for real. Like, stop doing all that reckless stuff. I got to get back home and, you know, raise them up. So, I don't know. I just got more mature, for real.
It's interesting because I think that a lot of people, when they think about a podcast in this day and age, it's like they want to have a voice because they don't want to leave their voice to somebody else. They don't want to leave a narrative to other people's interpretations. How much did that play a role in y'all deciding to start a podcast as opposed to just doing it because you just want to speak on issues?
Yeah, no, that was a huge factor. I mean, it's always, as you know, it's always great if you can control your narrative. I mean, there's not much things better than that. And, you know, if it's not coming from the source, then it's just like, you know, you can believe it, who gave it to you. You know, it's better off to get in front of it, I believe, too, for certain things and certain, you know, just subjects that are going to come up. So I felt like we already had the platform for one. People were urging us to do it earlier, honestly. I just didn't know, like, how I wanted to balance that in basketball. But then once I got hurt, I had a bunch of free time on my hands. And, you know, that's what got the ball rolling.
And those injuries, you know, you missed two full seasons in your career due to knee injury. And let's be fair to you. If you didn't have those injuries, you got to a point where you were ascending and showing people that you could ball. Yo, your career ain't finished. You're still in the league. But you've had these knee injuries. Health has been a huge issue for you. What type of a player would Lonzo Ball be at this stage and point in his career in your mind if those injuries had never happened?
I feel like I was on a good trajectory, especially good in Chicago with that team. I feel like we had, you know, a good chance in the East. You know, I don't want to say that we would have won a championship, nothing like that, but I do feel like we could have competed for sure. And obviously All-Star would have been my, you know, goal as well. And those would probably be the two main things. But I feel like, like I said, my game ain't really changed too much. I feel like I adapted pretty well. Shout out to Dr. Cole, you know, for giving me the surgery and allowing me to play. I've had a lot of people tell me that I wasn't going to play again. So, you know, for him to do a surgery that he knew was kind of a long shot, but he felt pretty confident in, and he was real with me. He was like, you know, it's pretty much, you know, 30, 40% chance that it might work and might not. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to you. If this doesn't work, he was straight up. He was told me, like, you know, it's over. So. Right. You know, I really give a lot of, you know, thanks to him. Obviously, the family that I got the knee from and stuff like that. Right. My condolences to them for their situation. But just a lot of things came together to get me back on the court today. So I don't even want to really discuss the player I think I could be, because I feel like I still, you know, have a lot to give to the league.
Right. Health-wise, are you at that place where you feel you will have a lot to give to the league? How's your health right now?
Yeah, I feel good. Obviously, last night was our first game. We, you know, didn't get the job done. But moving around, I felt pretty good. I feel like I'm telling everybody, I feel a lot better this year than I did last year. And I think that's pretty normal with big injuries. It kind of takes a year to get used to, you know, how you want to move around and how it feels like that. So, like I said, I have no complaints moving forward. The Cavs, obviously, it's a luxury to have, you know, a bunch of players where I don't have to go out there and play 40 minutes a night. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's just, you know, try to get stronger as the season goes on and, you know, come playoff time.
Well, you know, I wasn't picking you to win last night. You were playing against the Knicks.
You
playing against the Knicks. Y'all to win last night. I mean, I'm expecting y'all to run into a roadblock that is the New York Knicks. So Donovan Mitchell's my boy. I love him to death. But I can't root for him against my New York Knicks. My New York Knicks. What about you, Jello? I mean, I'm looking at you right now and I'm thinking about this podcast because let me tell you something right now. We can talk about sports all we want to. Pop culture, entertainment, that's really where it's at when you see what a lot of people are doing and how they resonate with in the whole podcast world. And obviously, everybody going to look at him and they know he's going to know ball. He's going to talk ball. Not that you don't. But they're going to look at you for the other stuff. Are you prepared to live up to that, my brother? Are you prepared to be in front of the microphone and the camera and deliver those goods?
Yeah, I'm ready for that, for real. I mean, I feel like it's going to bring a good dynamic to our podcast, for sure. It's like, it's not going to be all sports. Or somebody want to touch on a different life subject. I feel like I got good ways of, like, thinking about stuff. I know it sound a little crazy. You might not agree, like, what he's saying. But I feel like if you tap in, man, like, they'll know where I'm coming from, for real. So I'm excited.
What kind of a ball player would you have been?
a scorer for sure. I'm like, no. Straight. Yeah, play some defense. Talk right. Our locks. Mm. A lot of people just say he don't play no D, but I always guarded the best players growing up, for real. So
I'd be remiss in neglecting to not bring up y'all brother, LaMelo. Talk about him for a second. Brother special. Oh, yeah, no doubt sure. About it. The brother special. What is that like to see your brother perform in the way that he does with y'all family seemingly is close-knit? I mean, y'all seem to be real close-knit. It's something that most people should be jealous of, because when you think about a family in terms of togetherness, you want to see the kind of love that y'all have for one another. Talk about your brother for a second and what he's been doing.
I feel like he brought his backyard game to the league. Like, that's stuff we see, them one-legged threes and all the lobs and all the flashy stuff. But that's just how he been since a baby, for real. He been dribbling like that, doing all that stuff. So it's good to see on that level that he could take it to the NBA and do the same stuff.
What about you?
I mean, it's amazing to see. I feel like I watched him my whole life. Like, I have memories of when he was born. So to see where he's at now is just like, man, he came a long way. And people don't really know about his story as well. Like, he dropped out of school in 10th grade.
Wow.
You know, nobody had him on the draft boards or nothing like that. So he had to, you know, come back, go to Spire. Then he went to Australia. Then he still made it to the league, and people were still doubting him. And now he's doing what he's doing now. And I don't think nobody in the NBA play like he play. And honestly, I feel like he was kind of an experiment. He a kid that his whole life, he ain't never had no type of structure around him as far as, like, boundaries and what you got to play in as far as run the offense, do this, do that. He's always just...
But explain how that makes sense, because your father seemed so involved in y'all career. And obviously, he's the patriarch of the family. Y'all are his three kids. And, you know, he's hovering over y'all and telling the world how great y'all are going to be. So when you say something like this, not structure or whatever, it's hard to imagine, because we look at your family and what we see is structure.
Yeah, nah. I mean, the way my dad promoted basketball, though, was just like, be free and do what you want to do. And for Melo, he was playing so far up that he had to shoot floaters from the three-point line when he was 8, 9 years old, just because he was so small. If he got a little crease, he would just throw it up from 17 feet out. So when he's doing that now, it's just like, you know, I've been seeing it my whole life. So it looks crazy to the public, but to us, it's just like, he's been doing this.
That's right.
So it's just like super... His confidence level is so high. Like, he don't think nobody in the world can guard him. And he truly believes that. And I think that's why he play how he play.
What about you? Anything else to say about that? Because Melo's special, man.
I mean, that's my favorite point guard.
He's your favorite point guard.
Yeah, I love watching him play, man.
You know, I'm wondering, you know, Pops has been, I don't want to say relatively quiet, because he is who he is. He's always himself. But he was far more conspicuous years ago than he is now in the public eye. Was that intentional on his part? Is it something that y'all asked of him, or is it just something that happened naturally?
I think it just happened naturally, just the things that he started dealing with in his life. You know, obviously things that came up in his leg and stuff like that. Right. And I just felt like he kind of just pivoted more to the brand. Like, right now, if you talk to him, he's really focused on just BBB and promoting that stuff right now. And, you know, just supporting his kids. Like you say, he's not in the media too much now, unless it's just positive stuff about the brand. So I feel like that was just naturally what happened. I think he came out super hot. And then, you know, over time, he just mellowed out a little bit.
As a kid, did you feel like your father got a bad rap? Did y'all ever
not
feel
really
that way?
It depends who you ask. Like, where we're from, you know, some people would think he's selling drugs and doing stuff like that. Right. And other people would just be like, nah, man, he made it to the NFL for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? Came back, made his own business, started training out the house. Mm-hmm. And then my mom made good money as well. So it depends who you ask. But he's always been super loud, super, super confident and hard-headed his whole
life. Well, he's loud, he's obnoxious, or confident, or, you know, overconfident, whatever the case may be. But to me, if that was a criticism, that was the only criticism that could ever be said about him. I always thought he was a good dude.
Yeah.
That loved his family and cared about his family. So I was like, what the hell are people talking about? That was my attitude with him. So I'm glad to hear that he's doing well. But I have to ask y'all this. How do y'all feel about the Big Baller brand? Because a lot of times people gave that criticism. You had even people saying that's probably why you got injured. I didn't say that. But you had people that were saying stuff like that. How have y'all always felt about the Big Baller brand as opposed to a Nike or Adidas or somebody like that?
I mean, it's different now looking back on it. You know, at the time we was 15, 16 when we started the brand. So we just really just doing what our dad is telling us. You know what I'm saying? Mom is selling the shirts out the house. We going to play. And, you know, this was the clothes we was getting. So we was throwing it on. And then obviously it's kind of like a hard to find a balance when you've been the way we was raised, our dad was so strong in our lives. Like, we really just listened to him, you know what I'm saying? So to break away from that, it took a lot. Obviously, you know, the injury and stuff like that. And then, you know, the things with the brand was happening. And, you know, like I said, me having a child helped me, you know, break away as well. But that's still my dad at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I'll always support the brand no matter what. Mm-hmm. I got love for him, and I want him to do the best. But obviously, I'm still wearing, you know, Kobe's right now.
So. Got you. Understood. Yeah. Before I let y'all get on out of here, let's talk a little NBA. So when you're looking at the Eastern Conference, you know, I'm going to ask you first because he's playing. I know he's going to say the Cavs. I'm wondering about you. You know, you got some conflict, man. You got your brother on the Cavs. You got your other brother on the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, when you look at the Eastern Conference right now, Jello, what do you think, man?
I see the Knicks up there doing damage.
I knew I liked you.
Because I like Jalen Brunson, bro. That's boy cold. Jalen Brunson cold.
Right.
But yeah, I see the Knicks up there. Hey, the Wolves on the West, huh?
Yes.
I'm tripping. Yeah, Knicks, Celtics. I ain't seen them play yet. I don't know. I feel like that's just a team you can't.
Tatum's hurt. Towards Achilles. That's why I'm not picking them. So he out.
All right. So no, not them. Well, shit. All I could think about is the Knicks right now.
Right.
From what I've seen.
What about your brother's Cavs?
They look real. In the Cavs. Yeah. Okay. Y'all got the team to get up there too, for real.
Right. Alonzo, how good are you feeling about the Cavs this year?
I'm confident, man. Obviously, it's going to be a long journey, but I'm expecting to come out on top at the end.
What made you decide to land there?
It was just a good fit. I mean, I felt like they needed a player like, you know, myself, and I felt like they wanted me. So I'm always going to go where I wanted. Not to say Chicago didn't, but, you know, I felt like it was a good opportunity. And me and Rich came to the agreement, and that's what happened.
From Chino Hills and all of that, do you miss L.A.? Because you started out your career with the Lakers. I'm just I'm talking about Los Angeles.
Yeah, I hear you. Right. I'll say this. I wouldn't mind going back to L.A. I'll say that. It's not that I miss it, though. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be at.
Mm. Okay. So the podcast starts November 11th. Y'all ready to wreak havoc? You ready to be in the headlines all the time? For stuff that you say.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about for playing or whatever. I'm not talking about anything you find yourself embroidered. I'm talking about stuff you say. Like, you just give an opinion, and then all of a sudden, everybody want to shoot your ass.
Part of it, though.
That's right.
That's part of it.
So you accept that now.
Yeah.
Like you know what that means, right? That makes y'all a member of the media. You know?
I mean, hopefully, that's what we're trying to get into, man. So see how it go.
Lonzo, LeAngelo Ball, right here. Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You see him, check him out. November 11th, their podcast starts. Make sure you check it out. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.